Ed and Rizan Ferrelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, earlier in Newsy Bits, we were speaking about the fact that over half of girls stop playing sport by the time they reach the age of 14. We're asking the question, why? Why is that happening? Well, in a new six-part docu-series, basketball star, presenter, PE teacher Eimear O'Neill brings together 9 teenage girls and tries to answer that question. Eimear is on the line. Hi, Eimear.
Jen, how are you?
I'm good, love. How are you?
I am absolutely buzzing. I cannot wait for next week, honestly.
You're flat out, Eimear. You never stop.
When you're dead, that's what I say.
You're so busy. I love that you're doing this. You're the right person to do this. It's a great concept. Eimear, why do we have such a high rate of young girls stopping playing sport?
Right, well, this is the thing, right? Because we wanted to figure that out. I see it firsthand, right? I've been teaching 13 years. PE specifically, that's my subject, and I see it's kind of happening, you know. So I might have first years, second years, and they'll be doing after school PE with me, after school athletics with me, and then they'll come to me one day and say, look, actually I'm going to stop, and just with school and friends and all this kind of stuff, and especially kind of around the examination year, third year. And I'm like, no, this is the worst time to stop. Like, you need this because you're going to be inside, you're going to be stressed, you're going to be studying, you need to get out, you need to get your endorphins going, those positive endorphins, get your serotonin levels up, and you only can do that naturally by, you know, getting up and moving. If you're going to live a sedentary life and sit, you're not going to generate these things. And I'm like, when you're stressed out, the best thing is to be able to get out and get those endorphins going.
It's funny you say that about exam time. Sorry, Eimear, you know, you just mentioned there, I just want to pick up on that, because you mentioned that, you know, they're going into exams or whatever and they're thinking, oh, I won't have time. Do you think that narrative is coming from their parents?
Well, you see, this is the thing. There's a huge thing behind and support in sports with all children. Mm. Let's just use girls for an example, you know, because obviously if you don't have somebody, like I'm dropping my son's 7, we're dropping him here, there and everywhere for every sport. If you don't have the support at home, it can be very tough for a kid to stay in sport. And sometimes, and I'm a mum and a boy and a girl mom, you know, sometimes the narrative from home, if a boy comes to you, your son, and says, look, I want to give up sport, you know, or your daughter comes and says, look, I want to give up sport. I think sometimes parents have more, they're more inclined to say to the girl, shh, grand, that's grand. Yeah, sure, look, you know, you did it for the couple of years or whatever, you know. But if your boy, your son comes to you, the narrative is usually like, no, stick with it now, come on, like, you know, you need your sport, it's a good outlet, all that kind of stuff. So I suppose, you know, from home, we as parents, we do have a certain
role
with that, you know. But I mean, there's so much, and that's the thing, right? Getting the girls together for Keep It Up.
Yeah.
So the girls themselves, they either played sport and gave it up, or they never played sport and just were like, I'm not sporty, I hate sport. I hear the word PE and I'm like, boo. So we got like a really, really broad range of girls, very different in loads of different ways in terms of personality, beliefs and just all of that.
And they're all 14, 15, are they?
Yeah, so like 13, 14,
okay.
15. Yeah,
okay.
So we got a kind of a wide age range as well. And we wanted them to answer the question first, because we have all the statistics in the world. And it's a proven statistic in Ireland. It's not like statistics we've taken from England or America. Like, these are Irish statistics that at age 14 and 15, our girls are dropping out of sports. Like,
did you find a common reason? Did all the girls that you had on the show, was there one common thing?
Well, you don't have to watch the show to find that out, Jen.
Okay.
obviously, things such as feeling uncomfortable about your body.
Right.
You know, you're growing, you're changing. You know, not even maybe simple things like knowing the right piece of equipment to wear. Like, I remember playing a basketball match, and I remember one of my teammates, her bra strap started falling down her arm, you know, she wants to come off, the coach is like, no, you're going to play on. And we talk about that to this day. She was traumatized by that. Mm-hmm. And it's just even the concept, like, back then we were 12, we didn't know about sports bras, we didn't know what, you know what I mean? And it's simple things like that could turn...
How to feel comfortable playing sports if you're on a period, all that kind of stuff.
Exactly, all those things, and we talk about all of that. So the girls were just amazing. They were so open with their feelings and their experiences, because we really wanted to get to the bottom of this. Like, what do we need to do as a society, you know, to ensure that we're supporting girls, that they will stay? Because it is really important, and we need to have that same equality across the board mm-hmm. for our boys and girls to motivate them to stay in it for their futures. So keep it up. We're the show comes out on Tuesday next week. So we're airing our first show on Tuesday, and then the second series will be on Thursday, and then again the following week, Tuesday and Thursday, on RTE2, and it starts at 5 p.m. And it's also going to be on the RTE player as well.
So people can check it out there.
A massive shout out, Jen. And I don't know what you think about this, but like, if we as women and girls, if we don't support each other, then what? I hope really truly that this is something that everybody watches. I visited a boys' school the other day and I told them about the series, right? And someone said to me, why would you say it to a boys' school? And I said, why wouldn't I? Because we all need to know the content here. We're all in this together and we all want to support each other. And I think it's so important that stuff like this, even within schools, you know, if possible, they can watch it. Like if you're a teacher, you're an SPHE teacher, this is a perfect doco series to play in the classroom to get those conversations started, to figure out what you need to do in your schools, in your clubs, whatever it may be, if you're a youth leader, and hear firsthand from your own, you know, members and what it is that we need to do better in our own communities to help and support girls to stay in sports and have it as a lifelong thing. And it's not about competitive sports. You know, that's why I say it's something that you need to find something that you're passionate about, that's your outlet in a positive manner. Like in 2 weeks, I'm not going to, you know, I don't turn these girls into professional athletes. That's not what the show is about. It's about them, you know, realizing their own potentials in different types of sports, specifically individual. Like we do abseiling, you know, we do rock diving, cliff diving, mm-hmm. yeah, you know, so lots of different experiences to realize that actually you can be sporty and athletic without being part of a club or without being in a competitive team. Because girls generally like individual sports where there isn't as much pressure necessarily put on them, because we hate to disappoint and that feeling of failure. So, you know, CrossFit, you know, weightlifting, dance, aerobics, Pilates, swimming, things that are individual sports generally, girls sway towards more, but we don't really get them in schools because of equipment and costs and, you know, facilities. Generally in the classroom for PE, it's going to be team sports that you do. So we as girls, again, kind of miss out sometimes in the classroom in terms of physical education too, you know?
I think it's amazing. It's much needed. And I love that the crew of the show is all women. And that is very important for them to see. Visibility is key. Emer, get back to your children and your life and your work and your shows and your rate and everything that you do. I'll chat to you soon and good luck with the show, okay?
Jen, thank you so much.
Anytime.
I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Emer. Bye, love. There we go. We love Emer. That is Emer, ex-Ireland international basketball star, PE teacher, presenter, Emer O'Neill, who is the host of a new 6-part docu-series where she will try and get all the answers from the girls themselves. I mean, it's no use us talking about them. Why don't we just listen to them? Why do young girls give up sport in their early teenage years? What was really interesting about that, what I loved what Emer said at the top of the interview was... they tend to drop out, you know, when they're coming to exams and junior cert and leaving cert, because they think they don't have time and they need to keep all that time for studying. But as Emer said, it's so important to keep that level of activity because of endorphins, and they'll perform better, you know, as a result of exercising. It makes complete sense. You can catch the show. It's called Keep It Up. It kicks off on Tuesday, the 3rd of May, and Thursday at 5, RTE2 and RTE Player. Airing Tuesdays and Thursdays for 3 consecutive weeks. Go and check it out. We'll be right back.
Jennifer Zaffarelli.
Weekday morning from 9.
On 2FM.